Hi, this is Lois Nethery, and welcome to Effortless Fertility, episode 3. As I mentioned in the last episode, when I was talking about the three principles, I mentioned that I'd start talking about another approach which I unify into a seamless whole when I work with people with fertility, usually women, but couples as well. And it's called Hunyuan medicine, which is a form of Chinese medicine. It's a very specific form of Chinese medicine, and in my opinion, a very powerful one. In my experience, a very powerful form of Chinese medicine, because the intention and the practice of it, and it's always being developed, because that's the nature of medicine. It's an incomplete human endeavor. You know, medicine is not finished yet, because people still suffer from unwellness and illness and disease and health problems. And so medicine is not done yet, any kind of medicine. Western medicine, so-called alternative medicine, complementary medicine, natural medicine, artificial medicine, surgery, none of it is complete. All of us collectively still have a lot of work to do in all forms of medicine. And so people practicing, you know, the practice of medicine means diligently working towards the ideal of having no suffering, but acknowledging that we are in a limited state at the moment, but diligently working to get more understanding every single day with every single patient. And so, you know, with every form of medicine, we should be working towards having it being more effective, less harmful is a big one. Doing no harm and having a good effect should be the aim of all medicine, of any variety, you know, and these artificial lines, Western, Eastern, hopefully one day we'll start to blur, and it's just human beings with really clear good intentions doing good work to understand life and applying measures that are effective, that help and don't harm. This should be the foundation of all medicine. So back to Hunyuan medicine, it's a way of looking back deep into the past of the Chinese medicine, because China is, you know, it's an incredible culture, very sophisticated at the time, you know, very sophisticated throughout time. And a rich written history and a fair continuity of practice, even though a lot of upheavals in the 20th century. And so with this legacy, we've got this incredibly rich source of human thought and experience. And the foundations that Chinese medicine had built on, you know, strangely match up with our really, really modern physics, like the physics that's hard to understand, the quantum and the chaos theory and all of those really new approaches that came about in the second part of the 20th century, or really started to mature in that time. You know, things that we find out with particle accelerators, if you make a narrative of what it's saying, and then you look at the ancient Eastern philosophies, there's a really kind of good connection there. Whereas when we think about what's scientific, if we think about the word scientific, stereotypically what that means, it's actually pretty old-fashioned. You know, it's looking at the physics of the time of Isaac Newton and gravity, and using the Industrial Revolution as a metaphor of understanding the universe, mechanisms and levers and pulleys and mechanical forces that drive the universe. But since Einstein and then after his time, it got weird, frankly. And our culture hasn't really absorbed the weirdness yet. Physicists are quite comfortable with all of this quantum weirdness and general relativity and time not really being time and all of the rest of it. Space-time bending and all of this weirdness. Culturally, that's not a part of how we see ourselves and how we as Westerners see the universe. But from a really, really long time ago in Eastern cultures and in this circumstance we're talking about, China, they were really comfortable with a kind of weirdness, but they understood it experientially through, you know, meditative energetic practices as well as deep contemplation of life and the nature of the universe and the cycles of time and that kind of thing. And so when we draw on these really, really ancient sources of knowledge or this ancient knowledge base, we're coming into contact with very, very up-to-date modern science. And some people sort of like to say Chinese medicine because it talks about qi and yin and yang is not scientific, and I really do beg to differ with that. I find it quite scientific in its own way, if we take a view of science that's a little more inquisitive. And so, yeah, when I talk about Hunyuan medicine, I tend to start from a different angle every time. So that's a little bit of an aside, and you'll have to forgive me if I go on tangents, because it's applicable and it's illuminating in a lot of ways that sometimes the tangent turns out to be the main story. So we're just going to wander around and touch on the various facets of it. And through each of these recordings, it's gradually going to layer and layer and layer, where you're going to start to be seeing yourself, life, the generations, your fertility, your connection to life, your connection to your partner, the meaning of the heart, the meaning of sleeping, waking, the meaning of breathing. All of these things are going to take on a new light that might really surprise you. So we don't need to be in a hurry. These recordings, I'm hoping, can become quite meditative for you. You can come back to them after a bit of time and hear something new. And while you're listening to them, you can just have a cup of something nice in your hand and gaze out the window as a part of you is listening that doesn't need to struggle. And again, I'm calling it effortless fertility for a reason. Because a part of us that listens in this way is very interconnected and is the part of us that gives us our aha moments. And it's a part of you that I really want to validate your relationship with, that inner space that's already within you. Your aha moments, your eureka thoughts, they really belong to you. And the ones that come out of you are really, really good medicine for you. And so that's why I'm taking this meandering way of presenting this information. So it's not in a written format. Because the way that we read text and the way that we receive information through listening in this meditative way is very, very different. Also, our expectations of what we're going to receive are quite different. So please forgive me my meanderings. I've given you a little tangent introduction to Hunyuan medicine, and I'm going to try and keep these recordings to 10 minutes or so. And as I'm watching the seconds tick by, we're nearly there. So the tangent that I've taken today is an introduction to Hunyuan medicine, which is rooted very deeply in the ancient classics of Chinese medicine and also Chinese philosophy, the Chinese understanding of the universe itself, their view and understanding and insight and experience into life itself. What's life? What's transmitted through the generations when life continues one to the next, to the next, to the next person throughout time? What's time? These questions bring up really great stuff. And so we don't need to be in a hurry to jump to come some kind of bullet point conclusion. The contemplation itself is the point. And so we've reached 10 minutes now, so I'm going to stop this episode. That's the end of episode 3. You know, Chinese medicine is scientific in the very new sense of the word science. So you can rest assured it's not hocus pocus. And just enjoy these recordings in your own time. Don't be in a hurry to get to the finish line. They're connecting with a part of you that wakes up, a source of knowledge that you don't even know that you have yet, but it's connecting things for you in a way that's going to make meaning for you. And that's what I mean about developing your inner fertility expert and your inner life expert that I mentioned in the first episode. So thanks for listening, and I'll continue with Hunyuan medicine for the next few episodes, just touching on cycles of life, connection to life, and start to make these layers and layers and layers of understanding as we just gently go deeper and deeper and deeper. We'll get specific and we might get a little woo-woo, and it's all in the mix. It's all a part of the whole. They're all threads that are going to weave into something that I hope that you find really, really helpful. Or ingredients in a dish that I hope you find really, really yummy. So you can email me through effortlessfertility.com. And until next time, I hope you have a really great time with your life. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.